Sports Central. US Sport.
Oh, it's always great to have back the Motley duo. James Arthur, welcome.
Thank you, Brett. Thanks for having
Good
me as
to
usual.
See you. Richie Garraway is back as well.
Okay, Brett, how you doing?
Going well. We've had a game, of course, Thursday night football. You'll give us a wrap and look ahead to lots of games tomorrow morning.
We will indeed. We'll start with that Thursday night game. For the first time, the Colour Rush uniforms, both teams look absolutely outstanding. But the New Orleans Saints 20 went down to the Carolina Panthers 23, despite the fact they put on 17 unanswered in the fourth quarter and made Carolina sweat it out.
Well, that happened to Carolina last week against the Chiefs. The Chiefs scored 20 unanswered points and won the game by a field goal. So I think it was 23 unanswered points, actually. So they're lucky to get away with this one. When Drew Brees gets going, there's not a lot of defenses that can stop.
How old is he now? 37?
I believe 37
or 8.
Yeah. I think he's got a couple of years left in him. In that system where he's very, very comfortable, I can see him. If they can fix up, they're out of playoffs now. They're 4-6. They're not mathematically out, obviously, but they'd have to win a lot of football games that I can't see them winning with that defense. At the end of the day, the defense played okay, but when they needed to get a stop, they couldn't. And this has just been the story of the year for the Saints. When the defense plays well, the offense struggles. When the offense plays well, the defense struggles. They just can't get it all going. I think they need to fix that defense up, and they should have a chance to make a run at some sort of playoff race with the offense they have.
Look, I'd agree.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've put themselves in a tough position, you know, that's for sure, and they've made it tough on themselves, but they've got every chance to make a run and see where they end up. I think the hardest thing is they don't control their destiny.
No, they've got to rely on Atlanta, and that's the same with Carolina. Like, they've won three in a row, but they've beaten three, you know, reasonably. Sorry, they haven't won three in a row. They won three in a row, then lost one, and then won again. So they're struggling. The loss to the Chiefs last week, I think, really hurts them. Even if they win every game from now, they're 10-6. I don't know.
10 wins normally gets you in. It'll normally get you in.
Yeah, it'll be
most
close.
Years it'll put you in. But while we're talking about playoffs, we did want to touch on the playoff picture. With a handful of weeks to go, it's a good time to take a bit of a look. We'll look at the AFC playoff picture first. The Patriots and the Chiefs would currently get the bye. The Broncos and Raiders, Texans and Ravens would currently all make the playoffs. The thing that jumps out at me is that AFC West, three teams making the playoffs potentially.
Yeah, I thought Denver would drop off, but they've played really well still. I think Simeon's going to be a problem for them. I just can't see him consistently winning games
down the stretch, and they're
going to need to.
Yeah, the big thing for the Raiders and the Broncos is right now they've got a two-game lead over the Dolphins, who would be the next sort of wildcard team to come in.
Yeah.
So that's a big lead. You could see those three teams coming out of the West.
I think Houston will. I think you will get three teams. It's amazing Miami are in the race still.
At 5-4.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think you'll find Texans will drop out. I think they'll lose this week to the Raiders. And I think the Titans are going to win that division. I think they're playing a lot better football. They have a really strong running game. So I think you'll find that will put them in good stead to make the playoffs there and win that division. Yeah, and I don't think...
Good stead, sorry.
And I don't think Miami can catch the 7-3 Broncos. I just can't see it happening. So, and then the other thing is the Ravens, the North.
Been a traditionally a powerhouse conference.
Yeah.
And right now, the Ravens lead it, who were last year. Now, they were decimated by injuries last year, but they're leading it at 5-4. You've got the Steelers, who are 4-5 after losing to your Cowboys last week. Cincinnati are down at 3-5-1.
And they play Buffalo this week. So yep. That game's going to really decide.
And we'll have a look at that. We scrubbed that off the run list.
We did.
Sorry, fans, you're not going to get that one. And, of course, the Brownies at 0-10 Well, they're not mathematically done, but they're as good as.
Oh, they are done. They're done like a dinner. I don't know. The Ravens play the Cowboys tomorrow, which we will discuss. If they lose that game, Pittsburgh play the Browns. All of a sudden, Pittsburgh are right back on track. Ravens will have the head-to-head. So you think Patriots will get the number one seed? That's what it's looking like at this point. They've just played so well. And I think the Raiders are going to be the number two seed. I think the Raiders are really good. I've got a lot of hope for them. I really enjoy their quarterback play. I love Derek Carr. I think he's fantastic.
There's a fun team to watch.
They're really fun to watch.
If you're the kind of person like me who gets up and just turns on Red Zone, that's understandable. But the Raiders are almost always in the late window, and they're the Monday night game this week. So you'd be able to look at them individually. They are a fun team to watch. They've got some great receivers.
They're so
good
tenacious.
Running games. They're good fun to watch.
I love Derek Carr's passion. He just wants to win, and he's very Brett Favre. He reminds me so much of Brett Favre, and people rally around that. Players rally around a quarterback. You would never see him talk down to one of his players, one of his offensive linemen. He'd be the guy, no matter what happens, he's always saying, don't stress.
He's the guy who'll pick a teammate up.
Yeah, he will never put a guy down if he gets sacked. I think guys like that have long careers in the NFL, and there's a lot of teams regretting picking him, letting him fall to the second round to them. I think Houston Texans might be one of them.
Switching over to the NFC right now, your Cowboys, 8-1, are the number one seed. Seahawks, who are starting to find some form, starting to get some wins. I don't know if their form's that good. 6-2-1. The Giants and the Redskins are both projected to make it right now, and the Falcons, along with the Lions, are looking like they're all in the box seat right now. Now, that being said, there are some pretty handy teams from the NFC right now who are not in. One, the Packers, 5-4, are out of the playoffs right now. The Cardinals are 4-4-1. They are out right now. The Vikings, who started 5-0, have lost 4 games in a row. They're not looking like making the playoffs.
The Lions are leading that division.
Lions are on top of the NFC North.
Stafford has played well.
It's with a tiebreaker, but they are currently on top.
I just keep feeling that Minnesota are going to turn it around. Minnesota or Green Bay. I feel like one of those teams are going to turn it around and win 10 games.
Well, Minnesota,
but it could be Detroit.
Yeah, Minnesota play the Cardinals. So they host the Cardinals this week. You would have to say the Vikings
are
the favorite there.
No, they're at the Cardinals this week.
Oh, have I written that in backwards?
Yeah, they're at. Oh, no, you're right. Arizona at Minnesota. Sorry, mate. I thought they hosted.
Apology accepted.
No, I do apologize. but that's huge because Arizona, they're 4-4-1, so they can't really afford to lose too many games from here. Do you think the Cowboys can hold on and win the division, win the number one seed?
Oh, I don't see why not. I mean,
running game doesn't get worse normally over a season.
Well, here's what you've got. You've got the Ravens this week at home, and I think you'll take care of them.
That's a tougher game than people think, which we'll talk about in in our previews.
Either way, but I'll still take you guys to win that at home. You then host Washington. You go to the Vikings, you go to the Giants, you host my hopeless Buccaneers, you host the Lions, and then you're at Eagles at the end of the year.
There's got to be 4 wins in there.
There's 4 wins there.
12 wins gets your number one seed, I think.
Not every year, that'd be silly to say, but most years, that'll get you the number one
seed. And Seattle have got to win 6 games to get to 12
to catch
wins.
That.
To get that, or there'll be 6 of them with one tie, but to get that number one seed from us.
The
Cowboys have lost, they've won 8 in a row. I feel like they're due for a bad game, and it will come. But the thing with a team that relies on the running game, when the weather gets a bit colder, size doesn't get any smaller. Quick can get slower as you get tired and a little bit injured. Size doesn't get any smaller. So when you have an offensive line that are all big, you tend to not lose that strength over the season. So, and the other one, the quick one I discussed, the Giants. Do you think they're for real?
I don't know.
I cannot work them out.
Me either.
I was hoping you could work them out.
My biggest concern is I don't want to hitch my wagon to Eli Manning because
I'd hitch it to Odell Beckham. I will say, Beckham is a guy I could not stand last season. He's turned me around this year, which is, and you knew how much I hated
you
him.
Don't like him
at
all.
I could not stand him. But this season, he's, after the first couple of games, he's dropped the attitude and he's just all about football. And the proposing to the net and that kind of stuff, look, it went on a little bit too long, but it was kind of funny. So he's won me over, Odell, so that's not too bad.
Just really quickly, off the SMS, we've got from Anonymous, this is asking about the Bears. They're 2-7. And I'm
Da
pretty
Bears?
Sure, I'm pretty sure it's from Mike. Sorry, mate, your Bears are done. Enjoy the Cubs season.
Because
your Bears are actually done. I saw them in person a couple of weeks ago. Even though they won, they did not look very good.
And Olsen Jeffrey's going to the highest bidder. And you you're going to cut Jay Cutler and you'll be starting again next
year.
And
he's on a PED suspension. So, Brett, as we throw it back to you, we're going to start with Baltimore traveling to Dallas. We mentioned it in the last segment. James, this is two of the best rushing attacks in the league going up against each other. The only problem for Baltimore is they don't have a passing attack to go with it.
And they're the fourth worst in rushing, so they're not the two best.
What am I looking at?
Cowboys are the first. Ravens are the 28th. So, good start, though. They're the number one defense in the league.
Oh,
if you'd like me to save
at.
You, that's okay. Sorry. It happens. It happens.
Now, I'll apologize to you.
No, that's all good. Look, this is a bit of a danger game for the Cowboys, I feel. I think Baltimore are better than what some people think. Their defense is really strong, and it's their pass defense that's really strong. So, hopefully, the Cowboys can get that running game going. As I said, we won't spend long on this game because people get upset on the SMS because I love the Cowboys so much.
Just don't talk about Romo, they'll turn off.
Oh, well, Romo, we should mention Romo during the week, his press conference. I have to admit, it brought a tear to my eye. What a guy that just steps himself out of the situation and says, it's Dak's team, he deserves it, he's earned it.
He's taken my job from me.
I will sit in the wings and I will support him however I can, and if I'm needed, I'm ready to go.
How many years is left on his contract?
One, next year. I honestly reckon they will try and rework it to keep him next season.
Yeah.
If you have to pay him $10 million, would you do it?
Yeah, God, $10 million's a bargain.
Yeah, that's what I think. Or they trade him to a team and they'll work that out with him and make sure that he's happy with where they send him. You know, a team like Denver, he'd be a great addition to put in.
Get a ring.
Let Paxton Lynch sit behind him for a season, maybe two, learn a lot.
Yeah, because Simeon's not getting it done.
No, that's what I think. There's plenty of options. If he went to the Jets, they'd be a much better team. Look, there's talks about the 49ers, but I can't see that.
Off the SMS machine, Greg from West Meadows asked, which teams would be most likely to offer Tony Romo a deal after next season? You just mentioned the Broncos. Anyone else?
Jets, Browns.
I don't
want to
see that.
I don't know if he'd take these deals.
Dolphins?
Dolphin. Oh, I think they just re-signed Tannehill. Jacksonville, Bortles will be in his last year, his rookie contract next year. If he was to really struggle, I can see them moving on because you've got to these days. New coach will come in next year.
And clean house.
Yeah. There's tons of teams that would be interested in Tomer. 49ers, Chicago. He's a Illinois boy, so I think a team like Chicago would be a great fit for him.
Played his college at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah. There's plenty of options. He's still got a year under contract with the Cowboys. He has to play next season with them. But it's at about $22 million, so I can't imagine that being too enticing for the Cowboys when they've got Prescott. If they cut that salary, that's a lot of good players.
Yeah, it's a big saving.
Could sign. You could make a run. So,
next game, Arizona Cardinals heading to the Minnesota Vikings. We mentioned this just before the break. Vikings need this. They do not want to fall any further behind the Bears. Oh, sorry, the Lions.
I just can't see Minnesota winning this game. It's a number two defense of the Cardinals. They're the seventh-ranked offense. They've actually been quite a good passing team, even though Carson Palmer hasn't been that good.
He's got a bit of the Peyton Manning rainbow to his passes.
And he's turning the ball over too much, which he's got to cut down.
Which he didn't do last year at all.
But it has been his MO for his career.
Yes.
He's been pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's followed him around.
But this is the worst-ranked rushing attack, the 23rd-ranked passing attack, the worst offense in the NFL. But they are a good defense. But the last few weeks, they just haven't been able to hang on. If Johnson gets going, Carson Palmer gets going, Larry Fitzgerald, Floyd's now getting healthy, who was huge for them last year. I just can't see Minnesota winning this game. I just can't see how they get a running game going against this team.
Romo's certainly a polarizing figure on the SMS machine. Romo to the Browns, for the love of God, from Anonymous. Thanks for that.
Well, it's where quarterbacks go to die.
It is. We're off now to the Philadelphia Eagles going to the Seattle Seahawks. One of the toughest places to play is Seattle. The Eagles need this win, though. They started the season with a rush behind the arm of Carson Wentz. It's been a little Jekyll and Hyde-ish since then.
It's been terrible since then. That's unfair.
No, because they had a really. They've had a couple of good wins in there as well.
Yeah, that's unfair to be terrible. He played three really good games, and he's looked like a rookie since then, which it does happen, and there's no shame in that. And as someone who's not a big fan of the Eagles as a team, I do really like Carson Wentz, and I think the Browns are kicking themselves right now that they've left that opportunity slip, because who knows what will be in the draft this year for them, because there's not a lot coming out of college. It's not a good quarterback year. You'll end up with the next Manuel from the Bills got. Like, this is what's going to happen.
Oh, EJ Manuel, yeah.
Yeah. Seattle are just a strange team, but I feel like they're getting going. I think that win over the Patriots will really excel them. It's at home. We all know how good they are at home. I think they touch up the Eagles, and it's going to really start to knock the Eagles out of playoff contention.
I would think so too. The Miami Dolphins are heading cross-country to take on the L.A. Rams. Jared Goff, the number one overall pick from the draft this year, will
Thank
get
heavens.
His first start of the year.
And this is just, you look at the way Tony Romo handled losing his starting spot to the way Case Keenum's handled it.
Through all the toys got thrown out of the cot.
Yep.
Full tantrum.
I would best describe his reaction of sooked up. He has completely cracked it. He's not helping Goff with anything. So, you know what? That just shows you made the right decision. It's a guy who doesn't care about the team. He cares about himself. I'm sure Romo feels like he's the best quarterback at the Cowboys. And you know what? He probably is. But right now, you don't mess with a good thing. The Dolphins are on a roll. LA are always much better at home, but they are a terrible offense. If Goff can get their passing game, which is 25th in the NFL, if he can get that up to around 15, all of a sudden, Gurley might get going. You never know. I think it's something that has to happen. But from what I saw of him in the preseason, he really struggled. So I'll be very interested. And this is not the easiest defense to go against Miami.
Gurley's got to be one of the biggest letdowns of the year.
He's been terrible.
Rapid fire the last two games of the round. The Sunday night game, the Packers go to Washington. Both these teams desperately want the win here.
Yeah, Packers get going. I think they absolutely wipe the Redskins off the map. Redskins cannot stop the run. Packers will get a little bit of that going. They claimed Christian Michael from Seattle, who was playing really well. That was a big surprise move by Seattle. I think Packers will get that going. I think they're going to win that game comfortably.
That Packers offense has got to find some imagination and get some offense going. You can't
let Aaron Rodgers run the plays.
You can't waste Aaron Rodgers. And sorry, McCarthy, but if you're going to turn this around, you're going to find yourself out of a job come the end of the year.
Yep.
Black Monday for quarterback coaches. See you later. For all coaches.
Yep.
They will get fired. If he doesn't turn this around, they miss the playoffs. His every chance to cop that. The last game of the round will be the Monday night game, as it always is.
In Mexico?
Yes. The Texans will be playing the Oakland Raiders in Mexico. At the start of the year, you might have said, gee, they sent a pretty rubbish game down there to Mexico.
Not bad.
But now, it's a really important one.
Well, again, it's another really good defense of the Texans versus a really good offense of the Raiders. I just can't see Osweiler doing enough against I know they're the 29th ranked defense, and it sounds dumb to say how much they've improved, but if you look at the Raiders division with Atlanta, New Orleans, and Carolina, you basically have three of the best offenses in the league. No wonder their yardage ranking's terrible. I meant Denver, San Diego, and Chiefs, not the other way around. So you can see why their defense ranks are bad. I think they'll touch up Houston, because I think Houston a bit of a mirage. Osweiler, worst signing in the history of the NFL.